The best kind of girlfriends are women who aggressively believe in each other, defend each other, and think the other deserves the world.
You have tuned into Breaking the Mask of Depression with your host, Diva with Depression.
You know, there are many things that have broken me over the years, and I will say out loud that nothing that you three have ever done has broken me. And nothing that you have added to me has broken me. So the three of us don't, the four of us don't start crying. I'm gonna move on. Well, you already discussed the communication style. I want to give you guys a chance. If you were talking to someone else and say you were talking to one of your friends that had another friend or family member with mental illness, what advice would you give them as far as communication is concerned? How would you go about communicating with them? G, we'll start with you.
I don't sugarcoat or it all. See, we have a different dynamics because since you and I are friends, so I guess it would vary who, what type of relationship the person has with the next person on how to communicate. I think the people should just be authentic,
right?
You know, just because, as you know, Michelle was saying, it's like you want to hold things back, but I think people should just, if someone has mental illness, that they shouldn't sugarcoat anything. They just should just be blunt and just, you know, that would be an advice on just on the communication.
It
varies on the dynamic of the relationship because a parenting will be different. A child, you know, you'll handle differently. Two sisters or a sister and brother will handle differently. Or if your spouse has mental illness, it will be handled differently. So it all depends on the dynamic of the relationship. But regardless of the dynamic of the relationship, I think people should just be honest, whether it's presented gingerly, you know, or not, just to be honest, not to be cruel or anything. I think you shouldn't talk to anybody cruel. It rather someone with mental illness or not, you know, but with communication, I think it should be a listening too, but the person that has mental illness, it should be communication takes two. Listening and hearing and understanding. So if I were to give advice, make sure you understand with the person that has mental illness, don't shut them out. They need to be heard as well. Yeah.
What about you, Twinster?
Basically, it's kind of the same thing as you were saying. It depends on the relationship. If you're talking about a friend, like you, I think you were saying, a friend to a friend. If that is a close friend of yours, the honesty, if you see them spiraling, be very honest about what you see, be very open about what you see, and talk with them. Make sure that you don't just, like she said, don't just talk, listen to. But sometimes when you, depending on the type of mental illness, if you're talking somebody that's in a really, really bad spot, it might be time for you to also push them to seek the professional help that they may need, and not just push them to do it, but help them find professional help that they may need. But first and foremost, yeah, the honesty is honesty and openness is the best thing when communicating with someone about their mental health and getting help for it as well.
What about you, sis?
That's true. I do have a friend. I was just with her yesterday. And she has counseling. But her situation is also a spousal thing, narcissism. So I have very low tolerance for narcissistic situations. It's to the point now where yesterday I had to be cruel. I had to be cruel because you give them referrals, you give them options, you give them advice. People will listen to what they want to listen to, what they want to take. But if you're not helping the situation, it becomes toxic for you too, right? So at my age, because all of my friends are younger than me, so they look for me to give them guidance or advice, or I can't tell you what to do, basically. But if I'm seeing that you're getting worse, right, and you're not doing anything to change the situation, I can't control that. It's like I try to tell people when they ask my opinion. Sometimes they don't, but I'm not one for just sitting there listening, and I have to like say something, but in a positive way. Like I don't like bash them. But when it gets to where it's overwhelming for me, where it's toxic coming into my life, I have to, like she got it yesterday. Unfortunately, she got it. Like, I had to give it to her hard. And then she hugged me and said, Michelle, you're right. Like, I said, how many times are you going to keep telling me the same thing? And you're not doing anything to help yourself. It's just going to get worse. And I don't want to see you in that position. I don't want to see you in a mental institution, depressed, or, I don't want to see you. You have to get help. And she doesn't have anybody really, her parents are deceased. And, I have two girlfriends that are like that. And like I said, they are younger. They're still learning. But I can't fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they haven't experienced enough to realize that, or they're not... the confidence in them, in themselves, is so low that they don't even know how to help themselves. So I see where it's going. I see where it's going with them. I really do. And I'm like, I don't want to see you in that position. You're a great mother.
You're a fixer.
And you just need, I'm not telling you to leave your situation. I'm telling you need a break before you have a breakdown.
Yeah.
Right. So, counseling sometimes is not enough for people. It's your environment that's really keeping you down.
Yeah.
And if you're in a place, and you know this 100%, Donna, when you're in a situation that's making you sick, it's just going to get worse over time.
It is. It is.
And it gets out of control where you don't know how to fix it. And you've been there. You've been there. You don't know how to fix it. So with me, I get out of Dodge quick. Like I just have low tolerance for someone that's going to make me sick, right? So my son's father, right? It started with mental abuse. And I was like, well, when I was in Oklahoma, I was a very physical person. Like if I got mad at somebody, I was very physical, right? When you're hurting me, you're going to get hurt back. So I took myself out of that situation because the person was, one of us was going to leave in a casket and the other one in handcuffs. And I didn't want to be in a situation like that. So my girlfriends that are in that situation, they have mental illness because of that. And they choose to stay in that mental abuse. And it's like, you gotta figure out, what do I tell people, I got 20 summers left and I ain't wasting it on dumb shit.
That part.
We need t-shirts to say that.
I want to say, I don't think what you're being cruel. I feel that you just direct. That is not cruel. Because cruel, you want to harm. When you're around someone that's toxic, that's caring, you're just being direct, like, listen.
Yeah.
You know, get it together. I don't call that cruelty. Because there's no care. There's no care with cruelty.
Right.
And yeah.
You're correct.
The one yeah. thing that, yeah.
The one thing that I appreciate.
My phone is, sorry. My battery is dying.
The one thing that I appreciate with you guys, okay. and it's also something that I share with other people, is you have to, like Gigi said, you have to listen. And don't listen to fix. Don't listen to react. Listen to hear what the person is saying. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when you have a sisterhood like we do, you listen to what they're not saying. You know, mm-hmm. like Michelle said that she knows when the texts are off. Ms. Yeah. Jill, if she doesn't answer me, you know, and sister, we just had this conversation about how you had to, you know, bring in enforcements and text Tony to find out what was going on. So, but you were hearing what I wasn't saying. And I think that a lot of people listen to say, oh, well, do this, you know, well, to give advice or to try to fix it.
Right.
And you cannot fix, you can't fix me. Like there's no, my baby brother just said that, as a matter of fact, a couple of hours ago, like, well, what can I do? And Twins, you say this to me all the time, what can I do? That there's nothing that you can do to fix it. It's not going anywhere. But
just, and when I say what can I do, it's not to fix your
no
to
I know
fix everything, you know.
No, I know.
Okay.
No, I know. But that's so, and that's the flip side of it, is I appreciate the three of you, because if I say I'm not, you know, in a good place, or you know, I'm just here, the next answer is always, is there anything that I can do? Is there anything that you need? And that's it. Like, you're not telling me, oh, you better do this. Oh, you better do that. You know, you're just saying, what do you need from me to get through this day? What do you need from me to get through this hour? And that's a huge part. That's a huge part of friendship in general. But with me being in the darkness, the three of you, the light that you bring to my everyday situation, it helps me. And we're not even going to get into judgment, you know. One of the things that I wrote down, and I didn't send this to you guys because I was looking at something on my Pinterest, was for friends, don't put yourself in the position where you become a therapist. So like Twinster, we were talking the other day about how my answer is the same all the time. Like, I'm just in a shitty place, you know, and I'm not going to, when you say, Twinny, how are you doing today? I'm not going to say, oh, I'm in a shitty place, blah, 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 blah. When Ms. G, you know, if you text me and say, how's it going today? Oh, you know, it's okay, because I'm not, I don't want to be the one that's always bringing everybody down, you know, when you guys ask me how I'm doing, because then I feel like it'll get to a point where I was like, well, shit, you know, here we go again, you know? And so that was the advice that I would give as far as friends are concerned. Don't become the therapist, because there are professionals out there that will be able to give you professional feedback and listen professionally. Whereas your girlfriends and your sisters and your homeboys, you know, they're listening, you know, and they may have a little piece of advice here and there, but you don't want to overburden them with, you know.
I feel our friendship is very therapeutic. We you know.
But you know what I mean? Like, you're not, you know, so.
But they have the shade tree mechanic, and we got the sister friend therapy. Absolutely. Yeah,
everybody has that, but I love that. Well, what do you think? You know, because a lot of times I said, D, that person had no friends. Didn't see, you know, like, how did, you know, how did he know she? There was no friends involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't come out
with funny, like, there's no pull up, buddy. There's nobody. There's
yeah,
no
like up. Like
there's somebody say, don't go out like that. Don't.
Exactly. Don't I would want outside. Someone to say, what do you think about this? And give me some honest feedback, because honest sometimes feedback. We're in a situation and we don't even see, especially with relationships. Oh, people yeah. go into relationships, they don't say anything, and they know they ignore the red flags. I want someone to say, you know what? Think about this before you pursue something. You know, I need to have that. Because at this old age, I don't want to make any mistakes. You know, like, we're going to make them, but avoid, you got to learn. That's where wisdom takes place. Yeah. Like, let's not go down this dark path. And so,
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that's where that circle comes in, because just like a team, somebody's good at one thing, somebody else is good at something else, somebody else is good at something
else.
And it makes it work. So that's where that friendship circle absolutely comes in to play time.
Yes, and that is another key thing that I always talk about with you guys and with Gina. Like, you guys all had separate things that you specialize in. Like, you're all amazing women, but there's certain things. Like, I know that if I text Shell or call Shell and I'm like, you know, blah 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 blah, you know, like who doesn't understand my mother, you know, more than Michelle? So I can call her and, you know, say something about my mom's situation, and, you know, she's gonna just lay it out right there. You know, so everybody has a different quality that, you know how I describe it? You know how you say, if you're looking for, you want to look for one man that has all of your qualities, right? And so, you know, okay, well, that's another show. But you guys have qualities that all make up like my one, one soul sisters, if that makes sense. Like,
we all
bring something to it.
Yeah, and it's a combination of stuff. Yeah,
it is.
I feel that way with a lot of friends too, because, you know, I would say the past 3 years I started meeting new people, and I was like, I don't have time to be figuring people out.
Yeah,
you know? Isn't it a lot?
I don't want to waste my energy. Like, if I've known this person for 45 years, I know exactly what they're going to do, what they're going to say,
how they're going to act, right?
So I just don't want to figure people out anymore. Like, I don't have that kind of time. I don't
have energy at all.
Like, one friend, Donna knows, this girl, I'm in an organization, and I'm like, you know, could you just let me know what your personality is today so I can know how to deal with you? I can't. So she, you know, we were at an event. She walks up to my husband. She's like, you know, me and Michelle, we fight all the time, but we're like sisters. I was like, my sisters don't do that kind of shit, you know? So I'm like, one minute you cool, the next minute you're not cool. I was with her yesterday. We were cool all day. And at the end of the day, she did some dumb shit. So I was like, and then she called me because she knew she did it. Because she was like, oh, Michelle, she gonna curse me out. So, you know, she's learning, right? So I was like, wow, that was quick. She picked it up real quick before the end of the night. So she didn't want to smoke. So she's picking up. So I was like, you know what? She didn't realize, like, you know, we she's a nice girl. It's just sometimes I'm like, if I don't do what she want me to do or be on her side, if I don't feel it, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? So don't expect me to have your back if I don't feel like I'm, you know, I'm not going to do it. Like, I just don't have the time to figure people out.
Yeah, it's exhausting. I always say my medication has limits. I always tell you guys, I'm like, personality number 6 is acting up today. Just forgive her. Please just forgive her. You know.
Make no apologies.
I do. One of the things, and I know that we'll have to wrap up in a minute. One of the things that I notice about young women, not even just young women, young people in general today, they have no sense of loyalty, no sense of friendship, camaraderie. You know, like a simple thing, like when we go out, we came together, we're leaving together. I don't care what goes on in between, but we're leaving together, you know, like, and it just, it drives me nuts. And having two girls, and I see how their friendship circles work. Just take a minute. Because this is adding on, but it does contribute to, because I talk to my daughters and it's like, well, I don't have friends for this. I don't have friends for that. My friends are not there for me. What do you think is missing in the friendships that our younger generation, and what's going on?
You got to think about that, really. If you follow a stupid kid home, a stupid parent going to answer the door. It's parenting.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree with Michelle. No, also social media really impact the dynamics of socialization. You know, if you have a social event and if you didn't grow up, a lot of people, okay, first of all, families are a lot smaller, you know, so you learned how to get along when you came from a family of three and more. Yeah. Most people have one child, you know, that's the, you know, and that's it. And a lot of times the child might be isolated, or the parent is so afraid, or the parent themselves doesn't have any friends. So you have a parent that doesn't have any friends, or not, or move to a location where they don't belong to a religious affiliation or an organization, sports, dance, you know, any other activity. How would your child be able to socialize? And then you have people go homeschool, private school. Mm-hmm. They don't engage. So the video games, that would ruin socialization, because you go somewhere and I'm mimicking, you know, the whole time, the entire thing. You see dates, young people, selfies, time. You know, right. I spend my time with you. Can we put the phone down so we can talk? You know? Yeah. That is a combination of things. So these kids don't know how to date. They don't know how, you know, they were not forced to get, and everybody's a winner. Nobody's a loser, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone gets a prize, whether you participated or not. So it's from the parenting to social media to the video games, we have lost the art of socialization. Yeah. You know,
what do you think, Twinster?
Absolutely, all of that is tied together. And then when you, like you said, with the parenting, you have these parents who they say, well, I spend time with my child, I have my baby, me and my baby, we do this and we do that, and me and my child, and me, oh, I go get my son, da, 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 da. And then the whole time they're trying to catch the perfect moment for Instagram. Or the perfect moment for tweet or whatever it is. Look, I don't even do social media, so I can't even tell you what it is anymore. But I mean, that's what I see. I hear the guy that does Malak. That's what he talks about his wife. That's her focus every single time they are doing something with the children. It's the camera is up. It's so ingenuine, and it's not like. And it's not like these parents are spending time to teach their children anything of value. Yeah. It is the value is placed on materialistic things and being. And I trust me when I tell you, I am one that is all for empowering women. I am very much for that. Start young. Start very young. When they are in the crib, before you think they can understand, you tell them. You know, tell those young girls how powerful that they are. But on the flip side, make sure they have an education and they're doing more than just talking about how strong they are. And, and you know, and I'm a boss bitch and this and that. I don't want you to be able to recite WAP back to me. Please recite a poem or read a book or address an envelope. How about using punctuation and knowing the difference between your and your? How about doing some of these basic things that we have lost because our children are following our lead, and our children are following the leads of those who are in school as well. And all that is going on is just a big mass of dummies And I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. I have watched some of the board, looked at Board Panda, and saw some of the teachers talking about what these students are doing in school these days and how they're having to teach a seventh grader how to form a sentence. That infuriates me. Do you understand me? I cannot believe what is going on in school. And it's scary for what will come out with a degree. Who's going to come out of there with a degree, and they're going to be out in the world doing what?
Yeah.
And so all of that, I believe, plays a big factor in mental health. And when you see the perfection through filters, and that's all you focus on, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, that's not me, though. How much are these girls and these boys internalizing about themselves and not expressing to others because it's not going to look good to social media or to their boys or to their girls, and they're not getting the help that they need? Because once again, we're going to go back to the parents who have to go back to their parents and generation after generation after generation who didn't get that help, who didn't take the time to address these things that most people still don't address today. They will put on a song and have them dance before a camera before they sit down and talk about their feelings.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not good. And then they don't know how to interact with each other because of that.
Yeah. One of the things that I give examples when G, if she's in front of my girls, it's always, hey, beautiful. Michelle, when Tony was doing hair school or whatever, she's there teaching her how to do different hair or whatever. Twinster is always, you know, inquiring about their mental health issues and giving advice on different things like that. And always, you guys have always you've been the best aunties in the world, if I must say so myself. Aunties, godmommy, because you've always encouraged my kids. And vice versa, like, you know, like our families, like G, your dad, as soon as he sees the kids, you know, we're on a conversation about education. I learned about picking out couches at Macy's from Mama Sweeney, you know.
Right.
You know, and I think that's part of what's missing also. Our families are not interacting with each other the way they used to. You're sort of scared to tell anybody about their children nowadays, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the Sunday dinners? You know, I'm just, exactly. You know, put on.
Yeah.
I'll say this really quick. I know you have to wrap up, but you're right. I had to say to my own family at one of the last family gatherings, it's technically my generation. I have a very small family. It is technically my generation that's getting together. I'm on the very young end, whereas you have others who are 20 years older than me, and we're all in the same generation. And I've said to them time and time again, I love you all. I didn't grow up with any of you. We don't even live in the same state now, but we do try to keep in touch better than before. But where are your children? Where are your children, and where are your children's children? You're not bringing anybody up behind you. And if you leave all these people behind you, what are you doing? Right. You can't leave people behind. You have to bring this family, you have to bring this family thing forward. And with everybody kind of spreading out and moving further and further apart, and it's like it's getting worse instead of getting better sometimes. And that is pretty scary. And that's coming from somebody who will say in a heartbeat, look, I love my family, but I don't give a fuck in a minute. I love them, but I'm telling you, they get on my nerves. And it's a very small family. So, yeah. I mean, that's coming from somebody that has hardly any family around. Mm-hmm. I know how important it is. Yeah. And it's not there anymore.
We're having a hard time, too, with planning a family reunion, and none of our kids really know each other, and none of their kids, you know, so...
Right.
That's a whole nother another show.
Tie it into this, that's why I'm happy that you have us and I have you. I can speak for me. I'm happy that you are part of our family, because Roger doesn't have any aunties. You are his auntie. Yeah,
that's my baby. I asked that last question because I wanted to stress how important, not just for the mental illness aspect of it, but just the friendship aspect of it. If you feel like you're all alone in the world, that just adds to it. You know, like if you are at the point where you are thinking about taking your life and you don't have anybody to text, you don't have anybody to call, you don't have any family or friends, you really are like asked out. And I am blessed because I happen to have, you know, an amazing support system in you ladies. I can go on for days. You guys already know I can go on for days. But just the way that you have supported me throughout the years, with the mental illness, with the Diva with Depression, with the podcast, like you guys are my support system. You guys make sure that you tell me every single day or every at least twice or three times a week that there's nothing that I can't do. You're on the board. You're my CEOs and my VPs and everything. But you keep me going. You keep me going. And that's also, you know, my angel sister, the same thing. You know, I really, really hit the jackpot with you sisters. So. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. And also, this one added is, I think it's important when people who have mental illness to don't isolate themselves. I think a lot of times people are meant to isolate themselves. They feel they know that they're going through things that most people wouldn't understand. So I am very proud of you that you don't isolate yourself completely. Because that can happen. Sometimes people feel really dark and, you know, just shut everything out. And that's why I said you have a resilience built inside of you where even though you may be not letting each of us know what's going on, you still find some way to communicate. I'm okay. Because I'm going to keep going, you know, because I got stories forever. So, you know, I like to engage, you know, so that is me. So... But you could have like shut me off, but you haven't done that, you know? So it goes both ways. And so I am proud that you are doing the podcast and you're making strides in mental health. Because, you know, I don't have an issue to tell anybody, you know, my girlfriend Donna, she's an advocate for mental health, you know. Reach out to her. She has a blog, a website that you can go to because people are afraid to. So the more that we talk about it, especially in our community, you know, usually we have a family and we put them in the back room and just left them in there and we just figure it out. But no. Right. Yeah. No more in the back room.
Exactly. No. Out the basement.
Out the basement. Yeah.
Back off of that, you know, Don, I'm really proud of you. I'm proud that you have this platform not to just help yourself, because that's therapy for you too.
Yeah.
You know, and you're talking about it. A lot of people don't speak about mental illness, you know. That, you know, I can't even imagine. I know you were afraid, you know, to start out. You know, each time you do something, it's a challenge, you know, to express it. You know, so I'm just proud that you've come this far where you're sharing your story and you're helping thousands of people.
Sure.
You know, this is like a huge thing, you know, for you.
Thank you, guys.
You've always been one to accomplish things, always wanted to do stuff. You know I do a lot of things, but I'm so proud of the things that you've done. You've got two beautiful girls.
Absolutely.
You know, they're doing their thing. And, you know, I remember once when Lauren was graduating, you're like, what am I going to do? Because we were both in that same situation with Justin. I'm like, oh my God, you know, we dedicated our lives to our children.
That's right.
And I'm like, shoot, he's graduating. So I got to figure out my stuff. You know what I mean? I always had stuff to do, but always made myself available to my son to take him everywhere right. I had to go. And you were the same way. And I'm like, Donna, you got to figure stuff out because, you know, Lauren's going to graduate. She's out of here.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So I always remember that story that we talked about that. And I just want to say, you know, you're blessed to have these two ladies on the phone as your sisters.
And I'm blessed
to have you as my sister. I'm blessed. You know, okay. we've had a lot of good times, bad times, and I would never change anything.
Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier, between the three of us, like the things that we talk about, the good times, but we have all been like the four of us together have been through some shit since we've been friends, yeah. like, you know, losses and,
yes. you know,
and Donna's the reason why I'm so
oh, bobblehead over here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We can have a whole podcast on survival, boy. I tell you,
exactly. It would be a mini series.
Yeah, we almost got kicked off of a cruise boat.
Oh, listen,
Donna had me in some messy stuff, man.
but you know what? We're 2024. To me, people are really telling their stories because, you know, I was just sharing with Don that lady, you know, who the fuck I married or just. It's like she's on every CB. Wow. I'm like every news platform. I mean, like we all listen. You know, we all been with somebody we had no business being mad, whether married or not married to. I should tell my damn story because I tell you, boy, it is tell like. It.
Well, listen.
The people I'm saying that because she got a Netflix special in the making. Wow. Everything that he promised her, like all these companies, she's getting a new BMW. She's being
flown out now,
as they say. They're flying her out to Paris. Yeah, she's getting flew. How you say it? Flewed out.
Flewed out. She getting flewed out.
I can't wait. She getting flewed out. No, the slang word. Flewed out. I'm like, wow, a makeover. She's on Tamron Hall show. She like.
But this is the funny thing, like. They have a TV show called Who the Bleep Did I Marry? They have a TV show
it's on the
yes.
yes.
Yeah, they do.
You know, I know. ID channel, yes.
I'm like, everybody's telling their story. I'm like, oh my God. So Donna, keep telling your story.
Tell your story.
Call us up
absolutely.
Again. We might, who knows? We might be on ABC on Roundtable telling because I got stories for days. For days. You know what I mean? For days.
You guys are going to get that chance because I have decided that probably for, and not to say that anybody here has been through domestic violence. Well, I have, but, you know, like I am going to have a round table discussing relationships and men and things that you look for. And to keep it in the scope of mental illness, you know, the men that we've chosen that are living with unhealed mental illnesses.
Right.
Yes.
You
know, right. Yes. Things, yes.
I know that people said that she was you know, different things, but think about the women that even if she changed one or two, maybe 10 women, you know, telling her story, maybe help somebody leave. You know, like Michelle said, you it takes time. I know I did. It took me fucking 30 years, but anyway, that's another show to leave. Hopefully, you know, her story inspires somebody to take the step you know, get out of a bad situation.
Right.
But that is
well, to see it before they get into it. That's one of the things I hope these people start doing.
And that's why, younger women need to be a part. You know, we're all in our age group, but we need to include younger women. Include 20.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm saying...
Yeah,
yes.
Like
and
women
and
that's why
attention
to the signs. Yeah.
No. This is important because today we showed number one, we showed sisterhood and loyalty and trust. And number two, we all shared some weaknesses. And so that also showed that we're done with the Black woman, Superwoman bullshit. You know, we are letting everything down and we are telling our stories, even if it's 5 minutes by 5 minutes, and we're showing people that it's okay to have, you know, setbacks. It's okay to have weaknesses. But as long as you have your circle, you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. Right, so right. I'm going to say that I appreciate you guys taking the time out. I will plug that Michelle has her own podcast, the Walt Weekly Show, that I will add. I think it's already on my website. You guys have had me on there a couple of times. So, you know, yeah. You can go listen to them if you want to listen to information affecting the Black community also. Yeah. But I want to say this, and I probably said it a million times already. I love you guys so much, like so much that I may not tell you every single day, but I love you so much. I talk about you all the time. You guys, listen, you guys have all met, but even before you met, you knew who the fuck everybody was because I talk about everybody so much. And so thank you for loving me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for not judging me. Thank you for being the best aunties in the world. And thank you for being today's co-host.
Thank you, sis, for your friendship.
Thank you.
All attest that none of us have is a very rare thing to have friendships this long.
It is.
Absolutely.
We're doing it.
Thank you
so much. Love you all.
Love you.
Likewise. Thank you. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Stay blessed, everybody.
Don't hang up.
Bye-bye.
So thank you guys for listening to our show. We went a little long today, but you're not going to forget this show. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my sisters and I kick it around. I told you it was going to be interesting. It will be up this week. It is Women's History Month, so please celebrate the women in your life. These women are my history, and I was so excited to celebrate them. Follow me at divawithdepression.com and on all platforms, and I hope you find some peace. Thank you for listening. Bye. Sometimes realize that